Good morning, everybody, and welcome into the St. John's County show that's on in the morning. Got to tell you, very, very grateful this morning. Very grateful that we still have one of our co-hosts here today.
Very lucky.
Brush with death.
Brush with death.
Davey had a brush with death.
Troy tried to kill me.
Troy tried to kill him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, talk about this.
I didn't even know I did that.
Oh. I think you do. I think you do. So we'll talk about this.
Not overly dramatic at all.
No, this is a horror story.
It's a horrible story.
Horror story, man. So we'll talk about David's brush with death. How he was managed to survive.
Unbelievable.
We got a lot more to talk about here too today. St. John's County deputies came across a very erratic human being wielding a knife.
Again?
Yeah. Had to take him down. Talk about what that looked like. Florida rolling out a new form of requesting voting by mail ballots.
Okay.
Sounds boring.
Well, I hope they do it right.
We'll see. We've got, this is a great story, maybe. For some people, this is a great story. We've got a naked cruise.
I'm excited about it.
Coming to Florida.
Where's Sunblock?
Yeah. There's some sensitive skins.
Yeah. We've got a summer camp for kids.
Naked cruise, summer camp for kids. Naked cruise, summer camp for kids.
I didn't even
drop your kids off, go to the naked cruise. Yeah,
that's exactly it.
Well, there you go. Summer camp for kids while you go on the naked cruise.
Perfect.
And part of Flagler College going to shut down in May. Huh. Yeah.
Right. Thanks, Mike Lewis.
Oh, really?
This is actually not, I don't think this is, well, maybe it is.
Could be.
Let me read this title.
So all the fences are up, so hey.
It's, I didn't know we had a wing somewhere else, but we do.
Apparently.
Yeah. We'll talk about all that.
Okay.
We'll unconfuse the confusion that I've caused by just simply talking about the stories this morning.
Yeah. And Davey almost died.
And Davey almost died.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. We'll talk about that all as soon as I tell you about Bozard Ford Lincoln. Great place out here, celebrating 76 years in St. Augustine in Northeast Florida. Serving people all around this area with new and pre-owned amazing Ford vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. They have a huge selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. They've got an amazing service department in that quick lane if you just need to pop in and out on your lunch break. That's what it's there for. They have a great parts and accessories shop as well. And they've got burgers out there at Ford's Garage that I hear are pretty great.
Mm-hmm. Keep it going.
Well, I know they're pretty great, actually. I've tried them numerous times.
Yes.
They have services from home delivery to company fleet servicing at Bozard Ford Lincoln. Your family is there. Your family is their family, and they're driven to inspire. Also, big shout-out to Fidus Roofing, Great Expectations Realty and Auction, Chiba Hut Toasted Sub, St. Augie's Pizza, BHF Insurance, Chris Lucero Bail Bonds, Griffin Service, Elace Med Spa, and BNS Signs, who we'll talk about in a little while. But first, Troy, Davey, Clay, how's everybody doing?
Hey, happy Tuesday.
Great, it's almost the weekend.
Yeah.
Angry.
Well, I just felt like I was delivering, like, you know, very discerning.
Angry.
Yeah. Well,
just limping through the show, please.
The man was almost murdered yesterday.
Oh.
Murdered.
Yeah.
We'll get there.
I'm trying to toughen him up.
I know.
You don't even know what you did.
I don't know what I did, but I'm trying to toughen him up.
Very tough.
I'm a Gen Xer. I'm not taking any guilt for this.
Oh, of course not. You take blame.
No, it's never happened. Not happening. That's the Gen X rule.
Okay.
I don't know what he did.
Hit me with a question of the day, Troy.
All right. Question of the day. Today is National Book Day. All right. And I know the avid reader that you are, Pete.
Wow. I got singled out here.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, me too. I'm with you. I'm with you on this one. What's the last book you read?
Last book I read. That's a great question. Yeah. I have been sitting here thinking about this for 15 minutes. I'm lying. You haven't been here for 15 minutes.
I haven't been here that long.
Yeah. But I cannot think of the last book I read. It was probably Tom Sawyer when I was a kid.
Really?
In
yeah.
You don't think you've read
well,
all books?
Well, in homeschool, yeah.
No, but at homeschool. Like, yeah. Not even in high school?
No.
You had assignments. You had to read books in high school.
Yeah, but there we had the internet then, and you could fake a book report and all that stuff.
You guys are so lucky with
yeah,
the internet.
Yeah, we got there just in the right time where you couldn't, like, AI it. You could still fake it.
Mm.
And I knew your teachers, first of all, they weren't even good enough at using the internet to go and check and see if you plagiarized things.
Yeah, we had Cliff Notes.
I remember Cliff Notes.
Cliff Notes were our closest thing to the
yellow
internet,
and black
but
thing. Yeah.
I could never really afford the Cliff Notes because it was between that and beer.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, so beer in high school?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Wow. All
right.
Who knew?
Yeah. Who knew? I grew up in Delhi and everybody knew.
that was what came out of the water spouts in the ground. Yeah. You turn on a spigot and you just get beer in the land.
So you think it's all the way back to Tom Sawyer and
I think so.
Days. Okay.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm going to go with, I like to learn about how your cultures work. So I read...
Your cultures?
Your personal cultures. Yes, the straight male culture.
Okay.
I hope they serve Beer in Hell by Tucker Max. It's pretty gross.
Well, you just heard they sell beer in Deland. It's the same thing.
Very similar. Yeah, very good. Very good. We'll leave it at that. Anybody knows that book, knows what I read. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. What about you, Clay?
Last actual book I read, it was probably a Jack Reacher book.
Oh, good one.
All right.
Yeah, nice. Pretty good.
Do you like any of the movies by chance?
I've never
like, have
even
you seen the Tom
seen
Cruise
them.
One versus like the newer one or something?
No, I've actually never seen them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Never mind.
But neither of them look like what I have in my imagination. So.
Yeah. Right, that's the same thing my brother said. My brother was big into the Jack Reacher books, and he's like, Tom Cruise? Yeah. Tom Cruise is nothing like Jack Reacher.
He's not
Reacher.
Good.
He's like
I heard 6'4", not good.
Super yeah. Muscular, right.
Yeah.
Just,
yeah.
I mean, just...
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they describe him in the book, and it's like, no. I mean, yeah. I like Tom Cruise, so I might like it, but... I don't
Troy
know.
Doesn't.
I don't like him.
Troy you don't like anybody.
Yeah.
Well, I like most of you guys most of the days.
Oh
yeah, well, we're not most of you. More famous than you.
How come you didn't write a book?
I actually had a book deal from my walk and never wrote it.
No way!
Yeah, I wrote it. It was
so cool
it was
though.
It was going to be the places I peed.
That's such a great idea.
Oh, that's right.
On the 39 days of my walk, and I never wrote it.
Oh bummer!
The company that I had the book deal was sold, and I lost. I didn't.
Didn't have a contact.
Didn't have ChatGPT back in the day.
If I had ChatGPT, I would have been able to knock that thing out.
Right.
In hours.
Right.
So,
huh.
I think my last book I read was the one Will Barnes brought in to me, a book about Henry Ford.
Oh.
So it was probably 2 years ago. So.
Okay. Not too bad.
Yeah.
Took you 2 years to read it, or did
no? I'm
okay.
still I'm still working through it.
Okay,
I'm
that's
on
what
page
I figured.
Six.
Yeah,
no, you're doing great. Doing great. All right, good deal. I'll be curious to see who's answering comments on this one and what the last book you read was.
Will you be curious though? Will you?
Yes, I will. Oh, okay. I'll be heavily judging the okay. answers.
Oh, bloody!
Heavily judging people on their answers. Yeah.
Joy read Bloody Sunset.
Okay.
Which is the murder in St. Augustine. So.
Right, yes.
Yeah.
So that actually is an easy read. It reads like a newspaper article.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Hmm. It was written by a newspaper
person.
Okay. I think we've got that in the green room somewhere. We've
oh,
got
nice.
One of those murder St. Augustine books.
We had that lady that had like the vices of St. Augustine. Remember
her?
She was something else. Yeah.
Yeah. People loved that show.
That was a great show.
People love talking about. Stuff
yeah, we
like
were
that.
Just, yeah, all the craziness of St. Augustine back before the Prohibition.
Yeah. All right, good deal. Troy, it's time for a quick check of the weather.
Perfection.
That's a lie.
Well, it's perfect today.
Quick check of the weather.
Why are you questioning me?
Well, nothing's ever perfect. is that a very Pete Melfi answer? For you right
such
there?
A Pete Melfi answer.
Nothing's ever perfect. All right. That inaccurate check of the weather brought to you by Great Expectations Realty
Hurtful.
And Auction. They can sell your home, your business, and everything in it. Check them out at geauction.com and gerealty.us. We go to Clay Blasser now for our traffic report. Clay?
All right. Yeah. Hard to do three things at once there, but here we go.
Okay. You're doing great at it. I mean that, Clay.
I took the scenic route today.
Okay. Looks like you're in the zipper merch lane. Yep. Look at that. Look at that. He's getting it. Sorry. Look at that.
He totally zipper merged.
Whoa. Clay, sorry, I'm so proud of you, man. Whoa, he's way over there.
If I didn't do that, I would have been late. I'm sorry.
No, that's awesome. That's the local route right there. That's the local advantage.
I did zipper merge a zipper merger, so I didn't harm anyone in this process.
I'm so happy for you, Clay. You have no idea.
Yeah, it actually, I was like, oh, it's not that long. And it was like, if
yeah.
The bridge
yeah.
was still up at 10 minutes after, so.
That was a quality zipper merge right there. I appreciate that.
Yeah, only took me 17 minutes.
It would have taken you 27 minutes.
Yeah, it would have. And I would be just getting the door ready.
Yeah. Yeah. So see, everybody out there, very lucky that Clay zipper merged this morning, including us and especially us.
Especially us.
Yeah.
So great job.
Sorry to anybody who gave me the finger this morning.
Oh, well.
Yeah. That's okay.
Don't feel bad about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Getting fingered isn't that bad.
You son of a...
Oh, crap.
All right, well.
Oh, for
the traffic report today.
All right. Let's see. Wait, let me see that zipper merge again.
He cut it off
just before. Look at that. That's a beautiful, beautiful zipper merge right there. He even goes past the lane. He goes to the stripes.
He goes past the one that was almost letting him in.
Look, that's so great.
Well, the guy who was zipper merging, I did. I ended up cutting him off.
That's great. The guy you got in on?
That's okay. Great. Right.
This reminds me when Tanya Harding landed the triple axle. It was a moment.
Exactly what I was thinking, Davey.
She only landed it once.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you can see the problem is those straight lanes.
Yeah.
So as somebody who doesn't watch Star Wars, I'm going to make a comparison that I hope is accurate. Mm. I feel right now like the Sith Lord proudly looking down on Darth Vader, who just slaughtered his
just
first
joined
person.
The dark side.
Yeah, yeah.
Like he just brought him over to the dark side.
Welcome to the dark side, Clay. But actually the good side. It's the good side. It's the rational thinking side. It's the logical side. That just made my morning right there. My morning.
Well, the good news is you don't have to return your grocery carts anymore. So...
Huh?
If you're a zipper merger, you don't return your carts.
That's not true. That's fake news.
You could break the mold there.
Yeah.
No, that's fake news. Mm. I zipper merge. I return all my carts.
Sure you do.
I'm a cart returner.
Me too.
Yeah. Yeah.
I heard somebody, Clay says he puts his in the grass sometimes.
Well, yeah, if there's,
sometimes where it's not going to hit a car.
Right.
I mean, that's the only concern.
Only if you're in that Marshall's shopping center, because there is not a cart go back spot there. You can put it in the grass there.
Or is there even grass there?
Yeah, there's like little islands.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You could be on your own personal island of relaxation out there at a Lace Med Spa. They specialize in providing their clients with a range of luxurious spa treatments and advanced medical aesthetic procedures. Whether you're looking to unwind with a hydrofacial or enhance your natural beauty with things like Botox, dermal fillers, or laser treatments, and a whole lot more, Lace is the place that will save your face. It's beauty on your terms. You have high standards, and so do they. We're throwing all the catchphrases at you this morning. It's a Lace. Go to alace.com.
And they also have membership on your terms, too. So check out those memberships. Very nice.
Great membership plans.
Two plans there for everybody.
Yeah. Thank you, sir. Mm-hmm. All right. I just want to talk about Clay's zipper merge all morning long, but we're not going to do that. We're not going to do that.
Wow. Well, somebody's got to do it. I mean.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because people do it anyway. So you're going to sit there and get zipper merged?
Right. Are you going to be the victim?
The zipper merger?
Right. Are you going to be the winner?
Might as well it be a local, you know?
That's right. It's the local shortcut. It really is. It's the local shortcut.
Pioneer.
Let all the losers stay in the right lane.
Okay. Thank you. Try to do the right thing.
Davey, you almost died yesterday.
I'm still going through.
What happened?
What happened? Well, yesterday we had a treat on the show.
We did.
Oh, and ever since that treat, I never saw my shoes like that before in my life.
Wait, what does that mean?
It means I literally like threw up my shoes. Yeah.
Oh.
I really went through.
Wow.
I went through it. It was like a moment. I feel 15 pounds lighter. I feel cute.
You're welcome.
Davey.
You threw up.
Boy, did I throw up. Did I crap myself? I mean, I went through the odds.
From the donut,
oh,
man.
My God. It was the
that's
only thing I ate. It was the only thing I ate yesterday.
He says that's all he ate.
Was... But it must have been a sugar bomb to the system or something. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
It was, if you missed yesterday's show, it was a Krispy Kreme in a waffle iron God. With maple syrup on top.
Just destroyed.
And not the good maple syrup, either.
No.
This is like... cheap Aldi. This is like cheap for Aldi. It was no, probably like 50 cents at Aldi.
That's the one. That's the label that replaced Aunt Jemima.
Oh, was it Pearl Milling Company yep, or something yep, like
yep,
that?
Yeah.
What a
not like
terrible
me.
Name. Yeah.
That's the one that replaced Aunt Jemima. So.
Mm. Okay.
They owe me a new stomach.
David, did you really?
Oh, my God. Inside out. Inside
oh
out.
My David, gosh,
he
dude.
Came in this morning. The first thing he said to me was, dude, did you get food poisoning or something from that donut
I
yesterday? I'm like,
thing.
No.
And I had to teach spin class last night, so you can only imagine what I had to go through.
You were so light.
I was just right. trying to hold on.
Davey is a pretty much a health instructor.
I'm trying to hold
he is
it.
A fitness coach. He doesn't eat that stuff often.
Oh, no, I don't.
So that was
that's
just
your problem.
That
that's
was
probably
more
what
sugar
it is.
Than Davey's had in a month.
Probably a year.
Probably a year.
It's probably all at once too. I should have not gobbled it down as fast as I
yeah.
did. That's probably
yeah.
what happened.
Yeah,
to
you
it,
and.
Yeah.
And Pete took his time and like ate it throughout
just,
the
yeah.
show. You wolfed it down.
Like, I murdered.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That, yeah.
Well, I definitely crossed the line into diabetes after that.
Definitely.
Yeah, for sure.
Don't get me wrong. It was good AF.
Yeah.
It was so good. But
it
like,
was tasty.
Yeah. My body was not a wonderland yesterday. Oh,
not a good one.
Trying to tough you up.
Yeah.
Sorry, you got sick.
Even my dogs were like, hmm.
They're holding your hair.
Yeah, right.
Well, we're glad you're alive, sir.
Barely.
Yeah.
Barely. In his new, it is in your new gear. You know,
yes.
Now that you mentioned that
Target.
On the show yesterday.
Oh, he'll never wear anything different.
No, I'm starting to get ads now on Instagram for Target and what's that company name?
The Prince.
Prince,
yeah.
Yes.
Prince.
The tennis company.
Tennis company.
It's a new collection over at Target,
right.
Only for a limited time. So you
all
gotta run
old things are coming back.
Yeah.
Champion and Prince.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Bike drop straps. They're real big right now, too. Well, I'm just saying. I mean, it was a thing back in the day, the brand bike. Okay.
I
can't handle it.
I think he's still sick.
I can't handle it.
All right, on that note, St. Johns County deputies used non-lethal weapons.
All right.
Against a man holding a knife. Should have just thrown him a donut yesterday.
kind of in a waffle. Yeah.
Here you go, buddy.
Try this.
Scary situation. St. Johns County deputies responded to a domestic disturbance call out there in the Afton Lane area of Julington Creek Plantation yesterday. When they got there, they found a man wielding a knife, which is always scary. You know, police don't know what this individual has done, mm-hmm. if there's a victim of a stabbing.
Yeah.
He was told to drop the weapon. As they usually do, they told him to drop the knife. He did not drop the knife, did not comply. And this prompted deputies to use the sponge rounds, right? So this sounds like a normal, you know, gunshot. So if people heard shots in the area last night.
Oh.
It was just the sponge rounds.
Sort of like a paintball with sponge or something like that?
Sort of like that.
Okay.
And, you know, we'd have to ask the sheriff for a detailed explanation on what a sponge round is, but it's basically, yeah, it's a non-lethal bullet.
It's a beanbag.
It hurts a whole lot. Yeah, it's kind of a beanbag bullet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that would hurt.
Yeah. So, kind of disabled him.
Leaves a nasty bruise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They were able to subdue him and arrest him. No deputies were injured during the incident, but further details about the arrest will be provided later.
I wonder if that'll make my stomach feel better.
Shooting somebody?
In my stomach, yeah.
Oh, getting shot in the stomach. I have to imagine that'll make
give
your stomach feel worse.
Punch in the
that might work. Yeah. Let's get this out.
Okay, let's not Houdini the guy, okay?
Oh, that's right.
Let's not.
Yeah, that was a bad moment. Yeah, I didn't forget about that.
I didn't. A lot of people think maybe it's a Mandela effect. A lot of people think Harry Houdini died doing a trick. died doing his underwater trick.
No, he died.
He went to a college like 11 days later or something.
Yeah.
And, you know, he famously had said he could take whatever kind of punch to the abdomen. Yeah. And so some college kid was like, can you really do that? And kind of before he could get his entire yes out, the kid kind of sucker punched him a few times.
Yeah, he died of appendicitis.
Yeah.
He used to take cannonballs, didn't he, to the chest?
Was that him? Maybe that was him. Yeah.
If you're not ready for it, then I guess
so. Right. Yeah. If you're not ready for it, that's a whole different story. Yeah. Ruptured his appendix. Yeah.
Or Houdini. Were you guys friends?
Yeah, we hung out.
One of my dad's aunts had a little fling with Houdini.
Apparently. Oh, Harry.
Whoa. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah. That was my claim to fame for a while.
And he died on Halloween.
Did he really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that part.
Yeah. Oh.
Okay. Maybe it was just candy.
Could have been.
All right. Well, we're glad the situation turned out well. Nobody was hurt.
Yeah.
Except for the guy who got shot with rubber bullets.
Kind of scary, though.
Man. It's always scary. Always scary. I mean, you just have... That's the last thing you want to see is somebody standing in the middle of the street waving a knife. I don't care if you're a cop or anybody else, man. That's just... it's not something you want to encounter.
Yeah, it never really ends well.
No, it does not.
You know, it's like, oh, this is not going to end well.
No.
It's like Davey eating a donut.
Oof.
Yeah, no more donuts for Davey.
That's it.
Yeah.
No sweets.
Poor guy.
All right, we're looking at some new voting by mail procedures this year.
Yes.
Very enthusiastic.
I just want to
Even Davey was surprised by how enthusiastic. I wish we had a shot of Davey's face. Like, Davey goes, yes.
Ooh, that just
kind of shocked him. Yeah.
That's exciting, though. Yeah.
Starting this year, Floridians who wish to vote by mail must complete a new form to request a ballot, which is now available in all counties. The form requires personal information such as a Florida driver's license number or ID card number, along with the last four digits of an individual's social security number. They want to make sure you're actually you voting. This paperwork must be submitted to the supervisor of elections in the voter's county. Yeah, I mean, I think anything, well, there's more to this, and we'll talk about it, but I think anything you can put in place is good. I mean, I know somebody last year here in St. John's County, and this is not a knock on Vicki Oaks. She does a great job, I think, but I know somebody who got three different people's ballots last year, or last time they were voting. And this person, if they were not an honest person, could have just filled all these out and voted for whoever they wanted to.
But if you do that, you get in big trouble.
Oh, yeah, you do. Yeah. Oh, yes, you do.
I saw people get arrested, not from this county, somewhere else.
Oh, yeah, totally. Completing the form correctly enables individuals to vote by mail for any elections held in 2024 and 2025 for St. John's County residents. Requests for mail-in ballots can be made through various channels, including online at votesjc.gov, by phone at 904-823-2238. Or in person at 4455 Avenue A, Suite 101 in St. Augustine. When making a request, you must provide specific details such as your name, your address, your date of birth, and either your driver's license or the last four digits of your social security number, along with a signature if the request is written. If the request is being made on behalf of an immediate family member or legal guardian, additional information about the requester is required.
Yeah.
Deadline to request a vote-by-mail ballot is no later than 5 p.m. on the 12th day before an election.
Huh. I just didn't want to give the actual
date. Right, I know. That's what I was thinking.
Now I got to go and subtract.
Yeah, I got to do math. I already got to fill out a signet. I already got to sign something. Now I got to do math.
Right, I got to backtrace. Well...
Additionally, to be counted, vote-by-mail ballots must be returned to the elections office by 7 p.m. on election day.
Okay.
Due to a new law enacted in 2023, they say Floridians are now required to register to vote by mail every 2 years instead of every 4 years. So there you go.
Have you ever done voting by mail?
I did in the 92 election because I was traveling, and they didn't have early voting at that time.
Mm.
So it was in the Clinton Bush election.
Big one.
Yeah. So I did in the 92 election. That's the only time I know I voted by mail, and it was because I was traveling.
Mm.
So every other time I've either voted day of or voted early at the site.
Day of or early here too.
Yeah. Okay. I usually do day of.
Yeah, it's fun. There's an electricity in the air on day of. It is fun.
Election
to do
electricity.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, I'm here. Let's get this.
I did day of this last time, but I usually do early. I mean, once I made up my mind, I'm pretty much there. And I'm like, okay, no reason to wait in line. And it's, you know, especially with it being as close to the studio.
Look, I know there's a lot of people out there that share my opinion, but I am not looking forward to election day this year. I have no idea, nor do I really care. I'm sorry to say that. I hate saying that, and I want to care.
Yeah. Well, we've got some local elections going on that even if people don't care about the national stuff, the local elections really affect
us
the most.
Important.
Yeah. Those are the most important ones you can.
I'll focus on those.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody should be doing their research on local candidates.
We got city, we got county, we got state legislation.
Yeah. Yeah, we got a lot of changes
state
happening.
Legislation is going
to
be kind of wild. So,
Yeah, because everybody's terming out.
Yeah. And this year. We've had three really good representatives that all term out. And, you know, it's going to be a challenge. We're going to lose a little clout in Tallahassee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we are. Yeah, we are. So, you know, do your research on these folks. They're definitely, and we'll find, you know, we typically do, after qualifying, we'll typically do elections with as many of the candidates as we possibly can.
Yeah. And Clay, the mayor is up this year. I don't know if anybody's running against her yet.
Up like she's out?
No. She's running for
re-up.
Yeah. But, you know, to keep government flowing right, I mean, people need to be challenging folks in office, especially folks that have been there 14 years.
Yeah, just keep them honest.
Yeah. I mean, this is, I hope a challenger emerges just for the sake of democracy.
Yeah. Mike Lewis.
Come on, Mike Lewis, run for mayor of St. Augustine. Boy, he'd actually be a great mayor.
He would be a wonderful mayor.
He'd actually be a solid mayor.
It would be great.
Would be a wonderful mayor.
Part of the problem is people hate getting into politics.
Well, I mean,
hate getting into politics, but this is an important one.
One of the biggest holdbacks is successful business people. You have to divulge all your financials.
Do you really?
You have to divulge everybody. It's out there in the public. Everybody knows it. And it's a big setback. Like, you know, there have been some good people and then they go, I have to show everything. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
I've got nothing. So what? Good luck. But have fun.
You know, business people, I mean, it's certain things that, you know, you don't want people to know how much you're worth.
Wow.
Yeah. So people, do you really have to tell people how much you're worth? You have to disclose how much money you're making in your personal business?
You have to disclose how much is in your bank account, how much your personal, how much is,
what if you have multiple accounts? You only disclose like one.
No, you have to disclose all of them.
You're forced to.
Yeah, if you want to run for office and qualify, you have to disclose all of them.
Okay.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I mean, and that keeps a lot of successful business people from running.
Yeah. Yeah. But which is what they need in the city of St. Augustine is business people, people who understand business, because that's all St. Augustine is.
Yeah.
Why is it anyone's business?
Yeah. And that's the reason I say I'm not going to run until I retire is because, you know, when I retire, I don't care what people see because it's only going to be my retirement.
So. You would also be a great mayor, Troy.
Yeah.
So. You would be a great mayor.
Why is it any
this
of our
year
business?
This is the year.
Yeah. I mean, I guess they just want to see if there's ties to certain groups and stuff like that. Or if you're getting, you know, I have a consulting business, which, you know, who's paying him as a consultant? You know, is it somebody from the inside or somebody from the outside looking for a favor?
Dubai.
You know, those type of situations. So. But it does. It keeps a lot of quality business people from running.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why you see so many people on commissions who know nothing about running a business.
Right.
Another thing that keeps people from running is, you know, obviously, and I've talked to prominent people in the city of St. Augustine whose names I won't mention who would be great in public office, really understand from a business perspective and from just a human perspective. But another thing is just like, you know, they say, the first decision I make, I lose half of my clientele. Mm-hmm. I lose half of my customers.
Yeah.
No matter what the decision is, because, you know, people are just so split and people are so divided and they're just so eager to put you in a box and stop supporting you because of your politics. So that's another tough one. But boy.
Yeah, and that's another reason why, you know, people, I mean, I can't run because if I make someone mad and it hurts, you know, Mr. Patel, you know, that's sure. That's the worst thing I'd want to have, or it hurts, you know, like Mike has a business. It makes it a challenge for Mike.
Yeah.
You know,
a generational business at that too. Yeah.
But I mean, even if I went in, it would hurt you guys in certain ways. Cause we're close enough. People would go, oh, well, you hang out with him. I'm, you know, there's people that are that shallow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
They already do that with us, Troy.
They really do that. Yeah. They
already do that with us. It's, I'm not worried about
we're used to that.
If you want to run for mayor, you don't worry about me.
Yeah. Or me. I'm good.
I can ruin my reputation on my own.
Definitely.
Oh, believe me. I've already ruined mine.
Yeah. No. It would be nice if somebody stepped up to run, because they would win this year. But it doesn't look like that's going to happen, which is very unfortunate. All right, so, yeah, there you go.
Maybe Blake. Maybe Blake.
Yeah. Blake, is he old enough to run?
Yeah, I think you only have to be over 21.
We could push Blake across the finish line.
I think, Senator, you have to be 30, and President, you have to be 35. But I think everybody else is just.
Davey, what about you? You don't want to run for mayor?
I said I lived on Troy's porch for about a year, so I thought that I could be written in.
You're in.
Yeah. Perfect.
All right. That'd be great.
I'd be great.
Yep. All right. Clay, you don't want to run for mayor?
No, I'm good.
Really? I'm serious. I'd run.
Yeah, I'm really thinking about renting out one of Troy's houses.
Yeah.
Just like I said, my reputation doesn't mean a damn thing.
But the problem is it right? You have to be there for at least a year? I think there's a bylaw.
I think they just changed that. You have to have residency for a year.
Oh.
That's why I started sleeping on your porch for a year.
Yeah, that's why you did. I was wondering why you were out there.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
Okay.
I got my utility bill mailed there.
I wonder if I still get any bills at the factory studios.
The cigar building?
I could say I was living at the cigar building for a long time. I mean, Troy, I've been living at the cigar building for a long time, haven't I?
Yeah, sure you have.
All right, anyway.
Well.
Somebody who actually lives in the city of St. Augustine should run for mayor.
We're holding out for a hero.
Oh, well, it's not going to come from the gas stations.
No heroes. No heroes.
Nope. Gas Buddy Gas Report time. If you're seeing good prices for gas, please let us know down there in the comments. We would greatly appreciate it. The Sitco at 1099 South Ponce is at 339. I believe that's their cash price here this morning. The Shell at 146 King is at 342. The Owens at 780 South Ponce at 342 as well. Sunoco at 450 South Ponce at 342. Same with the Shell at 216 Ponce de Leon Boulevard. Then the Shell at 2350 North Ponce jumps it up to 349 this morning. Circle K at 4564 US 1 North is at 352. Circle K at 715-207 is at 353 this morning. The gate apparently so expensive they're not even on the list.
Wow, that's fancy.
That's something. If you need to get out of jail, because maybe you tried to poison somebody with a Krispy Kreme donut and maple syrup.
Can't prove a thing.
Again.
Yeah.
Chris Lucero.
His little veal body is not my fault.
Chris Lucero will get you out of jail. 24/7. Give him a call, 904-822-BAIL, 904-822-2245.
There's all different octanes of gasoline that you put into certain cars. I'm a race car. You can't just put unleaded.
Yeah.
Sound more like a diesel.
Yeah.
All right. Live music happening today and tonight. Not much. Josh Tennessee Worthy at Pierre's Pub at 1. Mark Hart at Tradewinds at 5. The Jazzy Blue Band, Cortese's Bistro at 6. Smoke and Joe Shower at Ann O'Malley's at 6. Trivia with Troy Blake and Aiden.
Who's
this?
There's a new addition.
Cool.
Oh.
It's Samantha's son.
Very nice. Cool.
Gypsy Cab at 7. And Mac McAnally.
Mm-hmm.
Pontevedra Concert Hall.
Just to go by Mac.
McAnally?
Yeah. McAnally, sure. Is that how it's really said?
I don't know. I'm not looking at it. What'd you say,
Both
Clay?
Of them sound right.
That sounds right. I don't know.
McAnally?
McSamsonite.
Swimmy.
At the Pontevedra Concert Hall at 8 o'clock tonight. So, yeah. Griffin Service brings us that live music mic check this morning. Your home's comfort is their top priority at Griffin Service. They do AC, plumbing, and electrical services, plus unique offerings like standby generators, water softeners, and they do gas work. You can experience fast, friendly, and affordable service 7 days a week. Give them a call at 904-500-2653 or visit griffinservice.com and see the Grifference.
They need all of that. Do they do like a combo deal?
Yeah.
Is your house falling apart, Clay?
My sink's leaking. My disposal doesn't work. My water's hard.
Yeah, they do all of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I need a call them after this.
Yeah. Yeah, I got tough water, too. It's with the shower, it's always like my shower heads need to be CLR'd.
Yeah.
Like every 6 months. I need to do it again.
Yeah, you just got to get the spray thing after each shower. You spray the nozzle.
I don't have time to do something after each shower.
It's one spray.
Do you know the level of lazy you're dealing with in this room?
Yeah.
I'm not spraying a damn shower head after every shower. I already just took a shower. That was enough work.
I should do a time lapse of my life just so that you could just see what goes on. It's a lot.
Your shower content is for your OnlyFans.
Well, Danny. I'm just saying we wouldn't pan down.
Hey, speaking of nudity, there's a naked cruise coming to Florida.
Yes, yay! All right.
Get out of the shower and walk right out onto the deck.
Natural. Nothing. Nice.
Let's not go down the depths of where we could take that joke.
Yeah.
But
Davey's already went really dark today.
I was on the line.
Well, which line was that?
But before we do that, before we talk about the nude cruise, I'll tell you about our friends at Fidus Roofing. They come to your house fully clothed, and they get on your roof fully clothed.
Mm-hmm.
And they do great work on your roof, and all their employees live right here in St. John's County, so they know the challenges that St. John's County homes face from the top down. You want to make sure your home is protected from the top down. And that's why we trust Fidus Roofing. And you can too. Local company, master elite contractors. And that lets them offer you warranties that nobody else can touch. Give them a call today. Get them up on the roof for a free roof inspection. If you haven't been on your roof or haven't seen your roof or haven't had a roof inspection in a long time, you probably do. Just make sure everything's okay up there. 904-355-ROOF.
They do paver.
And gutters. Yeah. All right. Nude cruise. The big nude boat.
Cool.
It's a naked cruise coming to Florida next year. And we're going to tell you when and where. Because we know you want to know.
It's not in St. Augustine.
It's probably not. Can't even have a strip club here anymore.
God bless.
The strip club we had wasn't even a real strip club.
No, it was bikinis.
Yeah.
Oh, was it really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They had really good food, though, I heard.
Yeah, yeah. Great omelets.
Had some friends from high school who worked out there.
Nice, good, fun.
Yeah.
Rhythm is a dancer.
Yeah.
Rhythm is a dancer.
A cruise company is making waves with its announcement of the first nude cruise from Florida. But passengers, they say, shouldn't disrobe just yet. The cruise is called Bare Necessities Tour and Travel. That's a good name.
Bare Necessities.
Yeah.
Yep. They revealed plans to team up with Norwegian Cruise Lines for the inaugural Nude Voyage early next year. It's dubbed the Big Nude Boat. This is a totally different fairy tale from Thomas the Big Tank or whatever.
Yeah.
Thomas the Tank Engine.
Thomas the Tank Engine. Let's see. The Big Nude Boat set to set sail from Miami on February 3rd, 2025. For a Caribbean journey before returning on February 14th, Valentine's Day.
Mm-mm.
Isn't that Valentine's Day?
Yep.
Yeah.
Norwegian Pearl, a 2,300 passenger, 2,300. Stop, Davey.
Davey, eat a donut before you go.
No, that way you're, stop that, it, I'm gonna
that way you're
up.
Nice and thin.
Oh.
Don't worry, I was there with you.
Diuretic.
2,300 passenger ship will host the cruise, boasting ample entertainment, open deck spaces, and diverse dining options.
Sounds really good. Like the food must be excellent.
Yeah, they of course have nude dining areas.
I wonder if they have a sneeze guard over the buffet. Probably a good idea.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
You got to be careful when you're sitting at the bar. Hey, pass the nuts. Oh, no.
Right. And which way is that bar stool? Up or down, right? You know, you get three other friends on that thing.
Good gracious.
Well, I'm just saying you need to make sure you keep your eyes open on this cruise, everybody. Nancy.
Take the spray bottle.
I don't know how often I want to keep my eyes open on this cruise. Yeah. It's eyes Floridians that are going to be on this cruise. Come on.
I know. Man. Interesting.
Now, have you ever been to a new beach?
Yes.
Yeah, Miami.
It's so disappointing.
It is not what
it's
you
not
hope for.
What you think it is. No, yeah.
It's a lot of old people with leather skin.
Yeah. Raisin in the sun.
Oh, look at that young buck.
Passengers can indulge in multi-course meals, hot stone massages.
I do like a good hot stone massage.
True. Yeah.
Vibrant night spots, a whiskey bar, casino, spa, and more while cruising the Caribbean waters. The itinerary includes stops at various destinations like Great Stirrup Cay, San Juan, Phillipsburg, and Fort de France and others that
I wonder if they had to clear it with the local, you know, municipalities about, hey, we've got a nude boat coming
locals
in.
Locals in Miami, we're all about it.
Yeah.
We're all about
you
it.
You okay, San Juan, if we pull up here with my Wong?
Well, I'm wondering San if Wong? Like, it's nude only in international waters because it really
right.
is.
Right. Yeah. Could be. Could definitely be. Guests must possess a valid passport to board the nude cruise, and nudity is permitted only on the ship.
Oh, okay.
They say there are exceptions. It might be that international water. Attire is mandatory in dining rooms.
I was hoping. I'm good. Yeah, okay.
Guests are required to sit on a towel or a cloth when bare-bottomed or in a thong. Especially when I'm around.
Ma'am, you are not on a towel. I'm going to ask you to sit your buns on a towel. The towel police. Could you imagine the towel boy's job?
Moreover, photography of fellow passengers without consent is prohibited. But there are tons of security cameras, I imagine. Your picture's getting taken.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's going somewhere on the internet. You're going to the dark web after you're on this cruise somewhere. Pricing for the cruise starts at approximately $2,000 per person.
To not wear clothes.
Yeah. I mean, I guess that's a luxury. You don't have to pack. Most people have to pack a lot for cruises, right?
All inclusive.
Yeah. Premium cabins reaching upwards of... That can't be right.
I'm sure it is.
$33,000?
Yeah, those suites are
beautiful.
Ridiculous.
$33,000!
Right.
Yeah.
The smells on this boat.
They probably have aromatherapy pumping through the vents.
I hope so. For those interested, more details can be found on Bare Necessities website. Look it up.
Plato's Retreat.
Okay. I think that's it, right?
Yeah, I think we made
we're done
through that. Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right.
There's so many visuals right now that just...
So many flapjacks.
Yeah.
From that to summer camp.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, that's where the list is. That's how the list rolls.
Okay. You can go Shakespearean? Okay.
Don't shake too much. We got St. John's County Schools presenting summer camp for choir kids. That's not what it's called. It's called summer choir camp.
Okay.
It's June 3rd through June 13th.
That one time at choir camp?
Mm-hmm.
Stop.
So this is happening in June, you said?
Yeah, it's happening in June.
Nice.
But... After that comment, I have to leave some time before I tell you what ages are allowed to do this.
Oh.
It's a free camp. It's being offered to incoming 6th through 8th graders. Students will work with choral clinicians. Choral clinicians? That's not a real thing.
That sounds interesting, though.
To learn proper singing technique and improve their singing skills. Is that a real thing, Clay?
Have you seen the meme where they like inhale the helium balloon so they can hit a higher note?
Oh, is that that's a thing? Is that how they did those high notes?
No, but there is an example of that.
I was going to say, now we know Mariah Carey's secrets.
Right. Yeah, that is true. No, she comes from an opera singer family.
It's a 2-week program. It'll end with a free concert for families to enjoy. There's a QR code that you can find on the St. Johns County Schools Facebook page, which is great. They should have just given a website because you can't scan a QR code.
I was
going to
ask you,
like people don't understand how QR codes work.
Can we talk about this real quick? Because it does something that does bother me. Like,
yeah,
you can't post a QR code on social media because we're all on our phones. So how are we going to scan the code?
You can do it. But you can do it now. You have to hold down on the QR code.
It's on social media, though, or do you have to download it first?
I know it works on pictures. Mm. I don't know if it works on social media. I'll have to try it. Okay. But if you hold down the QR code, your phone will scan it.
Right. I know you can do that when you download a picture.
Yeah.
I didn't know you could do that directly from social media. I don't know if you,
maybe
I
not.
Still don't
maybe
know if
not.
You can.
You might have to take a screenshot of it and do
right,
it.
Right, 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 right. Yeah.
Which a website? Very easy. Click the link.
Right, right. Just figure out what to post on social media, folks.
That's all right. Just take your time. It's okay. Don't rush it.
But it should be a great camp.
Yes.
Camp.
Yeah.
Yeah. Going to be... The final performance will be Thursday, June 13th at 11 at the Beachside High School Auditorium. Well, that's a ways out there.
Yeah, but it's a nice auditorium. That's where you want to perform.
Okay. So there you go. For more information, go scan the QR code. Because they didn't give me
figure it
information.
Out.
Yeah. The Tallahassee campus of Flagler College going to be shut down in May. I didn't know they had a Tallahassee campus.
Yeah, they do.
Do they?
Mm-hmm. Satellite.
Flagler College Tallahassee, serving the community for over 20 years, wow, is preparing to close its doors in May, although the campus is shutting down a teach-out program. They're shutting down a teach-out program that started in the fall of 2023. That'll allow current students to complete their programs. I don't know how that works. The closure marks the end of an era with alumni achievements and the campus's legacy celebrated. This is such a poorly written article. I'm skipping.
Are you not going to this? You weren't invited to this Tallahassee moment? I'm shocked.
No, I went here. I wasn't on the Tallahassee campus.
Was that around? When? No, it wasn't around.
No, it wasn't around when I was there.
Yeah, so you're alumni. You should be invited to this. Yeah.
Hmm. Well, he's not.
No.
How do you want to check the comments, Troy?
I will try to toil and take in the fans' commentary.
Okay.
Very short from Bobby today.
Yeah. Unusually short. As you do that, I'll tell people that Bates, Huen & Floyd is not your average local insurance agency. They provide peace of mind and insurance to protect your biggest investments. Their approach to insurance and risk, longevity in our community, and the way they treat their clients sets them far and away apart from the rest. Offering homeowners, auto, commercial, and benefits for over definitely 40 years. Christy Lawrenson is St. Augustine's premier agent, and she offers complimentary policy reviews and has a deep understanding of insurance and what is needed in St. Augustine to be properly insured. Give her a call, 904-794-5455, and set up an appointment. Very easy. Very easy to do. Also, B&S Signs, they're a locally owned and operated full-service sign business, now in their third generation of family ownership. Called them yesterday.
Did you?
Had a great conversation with them yesterday, working on banners already for Florida Man Games.
Awesome.
Yes. So they hooked me up very quickly with prices, and so I know what to expect. Great folks out there. They're going to be doing a lot of signage for our next event.
But they can do LED signs, too, which is awesome.
Yes, they can. Yeah. Yeah, they can. Might have to get some LED signs out there.
Do you really? Good and fancy.
Maybe.
Nice.
Maybe.
Good.
Probably not, though.
Okay.
they're a full-service shop offering design. So if you're not artistic like myself, they can do the artwork for you. Mm-hmm. They do permitting. They do fabrication, installation, maintenance, and they have crane services. If you need to use a crane.
For real?
They can let you use their crane.
Yep. Wow.
I mean, they're not just going to give it to you.
No. Sure, you have to tell them what you want.
Yeah.
Like I said, a lot of local air conditioning companies and some of those use those to get those air conditioners up on the roof and B&S Signs. They're one of the few people that have that service.
Wow. Yeah. That's amazing.
They're also currently growing their team. Immediate opportunities for quite a few things around there. Find yourself a job that'll help you afford living in St. Augustine.
Mm.
Lee at bnssigns.com if you want to reach out and... get connected. Get yourself working with a great team. All right, Troy, what you got?
All right, so Wawa was $3.39. Costco was $3.22. I was told to ask about the Florida song by Taylor.
Oh, it's so good, you guys. Yes, with Florence and the Machine. Yes.
And the best book title I saw was The Art of Not Giving Up.
Kay
said it was a good read.
It's a very good read. I've read that one. It's a good one. Yep.
So I had another comment, but I decided not to write it down, but I'll tell you after the show.
Oh.
Okay. So I can't wait.
Yeah. Busting.
You guys don't get to know what it is. That was a dick move. I'm sorry. Yeah. I apologize. That was not cool of me. I want you to cover Stoyum Stack.
All right. On this day in history, our 15th president was born, James Buchanan. And James Buchanan did not go down as one of our more illustrious presidents.
No.
He kind of ignored slavery. He was the only president who wasn't married. And he was born in Mercerburg, Pennsylvania. Now, I associate the Civil War and the South seceding when Lincoln was in, but the South started seceding when Buchanan was president. So they had already started leaving. Like South Carolina left in December. He didn't leave office until April. So several states, and they had already elected Jefferson Davis as their provisional president for the. And all this happened under Buchanan more than it did under Lincoln. It had already started. And in my mindset, it was because Lincoln was put in there. But in my mindset, it all happened under Lincoln's watch.
Right,
you know, and it wasn't. It was under Buchanan's watch. And Buchanan just really made some no moves, and then he made some really bad moves as president. So,
all right.
But he is our 15th president.
Thank you very little.
I'll be going to St. Augustine's Pizza and having 15 slices today.
Yeah,
That's a good start.
Right in between Ribera and ML King. Grab some of that food for yourself today. It's great pizza. Great pizza. What do you got for plugs, Troy?
All right, we got the trivia tonight, so come see us at Gypsy.
Yep, there you go.
Hey, we got Wes Watson, Cowboy of Q, doing something really super cool with vets in the area. So we're going to jump into that at 3 o'clock today.
Clay?
Got to take the old bike in for maintenance today.
Oh, the e-bike?
Yeah.
Oh.
A lot of things are broken in your world, Clay.
Yeah. Well, I didn't realize it's been like 1,000 miles since I took it in.
Oh, wow.
I didn't realize I use it that much.
I was going to say, that's a lot of miles on an e-bike.
Yeah.
Reminds me of Vanessa Carlton's song. Okay. 1,000 miles, she sang.
Feel you tonight. Yeah, all right, go to the 904 Now app. We'll see you later.
Bye-bye.